It's May 31st. We, because we say, how many are we here? Like probably 15 of us, maybe. This is my belated birthday celebration. And I have Kelly here in front of me reading from Mark Randall's The Lost Book of Tennis Leviticus. Kelly is an awesome tennis player. Tell me something about you.
Well, besides the fact that I play tennis as much as possible, I love to eat, but I eat vegan. And
it's awesome. You just brought me raw brownies.
I did. I made a raw brownie
for you.
Thank
you so much.
And I'm so excited for you to try it because it's got sweet potato, avocado, cacao powder, sugar-free maple syrup that's sweetened with monk fruit extract.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many good things. There's so many good things in this brownie. And dairy-free, sugar-free chocolate chips.
Yes.
It came out really good.
Yes.
So, and I put a little bit of homemade cashew cream with fresh berries in there for you.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Yep. I'm going to share, okay?
Yes.
So Kelly and I are watching Bonnie, Lola, Susan, and Nikki playing doubles, and we're waiting for our turn. So while we're waiting for our turn to play doubles, Kelly will be reading some chapters from Mark Randall's book. Thank you, Mark, for sending this book to us. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I'm very excited. It's a general tennis etiquette.
You'll help.
Oh, and I'm witnessing chivalry in action. For always the gentleman that you are,
did.
My friends. That is truly
now,
general
your legs,
tennis
spread your legs
etiquette.
Here and lean back, and I'll fix your chair. That sounded like I wasn't a gentleman.
I thought maybe I should step away.
Right. There you go. This is clearly made for someone smaller than
all
you.
Right. I'm going to go right into my reading.
Thirst,
the Lord gives the people a general etiquette of tennis, wherein are included the ball protocols and many and sundry rules conducive to a virtuous and general equanimity among players. Do you have any questions about my opening paragraph before I continue? There were a lot of big words in there.
There's a lot, but I think you have delivered it incredibly. You see, this guy, Mark Randall, wrote this in 2007, and it's a really awesome book.
Okay, I'm very excited to continue.
All right.
So the Lord, hearing the pleas of his people, said, "Fear not, for I shall dispel the darkness, but yet it shall not be done by the perfecting of thy strokes. For a perfection in strokes were ever beyond your grasping." 2, but fret no more on errors of this kind, for however foul in your eyes, they do not displease the Lord. For the Lord sees that by thy many flubberings, thou canst never become proud or all puffed up, nor pretend to that perfection that rightly belongs only to the Lord, and for which it were an impiety. There's a big word I don't know how to pronounce.
Hey, you lost me at Leviticus.
Okay.
Impiety?
Impiety in thee to harbor a hope. And the people asked, "How then shalt thou repair our gloom of heart, if not by some improvement?" And the Lord admonished their blindness, saying, "Listen to the wisdom of your Lord. The failed stroke enrages only he who does it. And however untoward his oaths, he must end in humility. But our sins of word and deed, sins of action or omission before and after the points, create enmity and rancor among men. It is thy vileness in these intervals that are most baleful, and thy fix upon you the darkest cloud, and that perturb the Lord more than any oath or any flubbered swat or any other thing. And so shall I give you rules to follow before and after the points. And in following them, you shall dispel thy gloom and bid riddance to thy rancor, whereupon a great mirth shall reign rampant upon thy courts. Take heart, said the Lord, of these rules. There is no hardship, for to know these rules is to master them. And it can be said of them that, unlike the forehand and the backhand and the serve and the volley, they require no practice, nor talents, nor good fortune, nor any other thing than to wish that they be done. And so to follow them is to restore delight to the game and a perfect equanimity among its players.
Wow.
That was that chapter 7.
How about chapter 8?
Shall I continue?
Yes, I love it.
Okay. This is a shorter chapter. The Lord begins the rules with brief comments on warming up before play. The Lord said, "Remember this always, that in warm-up you shall strive only to warm up your opponent, and never yourself, being mindful to send him every variety of stroke according to his wishes, but gently, as to be regular and swatable, and only increasing them in force in the same measure as your opponent requites them. And it were a lovely nicety in the eyes of the Lord that whensoever your opponent should miss a stroke during the warm-up, you should as quickly offer him one of the same kind, so that he may have the pleasure of amending his form." How gracious! It were another gesture, might be pleasing to the Lord, that when the player opens a can of balls prior to warming up, he should keep two in his own possession, the better to warm up his opponent.
That's cool!
I never thought of things this way.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So Mark wrote this, I guess, when he was playing with his buddies, 12 years ago. So he made sure that he write the general tennis etiquette.
Yeah, you can tell you this is first-hand experience.
Yes.
He wrote from the heart, yes. On the tennis court.
Yeah.
And the player will see in this the Lord's wisdom. For as the player defers to his opponent in every aspect of warming up, so will his opponent be always deferring to him in like kind, such that the exercise shall proceed most timely and with great economy. And thus will each one be flush and ready, and will no equanimity be lost by wanton displays of power or any other selfish concern.
That's great. So he talked about warming up. What do you think, Kelly? Are you a good warmer-upper? I suck at warming up.
Well,
I cannot really get into the rhythm.
I like a few minutes of warm-up, but then I just want to play.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're right. I don't find rhythm in the warm-up. Warm-up is just warming up my muscles. To be ready to crush it when play time,
when it's go time,
right?
So what is the perfect warm-up minutes for you?
No more than 10.
Oh, okay.
No more than 10. That includes serves. So maybe 5 minutes of ground strokes, 2 to 3 minutes of volleys, and then 2 to 3 minutes of serves. And then it's go time. It's go time, baby.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
It's been such a pleasure, Maria. And I'm sending you big hugs and big birthday wishes.
Via social distance.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm soaking that in, Kelly.
Yes,
thank you.
Too. Soaking all my good vibes. Now, your turn to get out there, sister.
All right, let's play.